Macmillan Audio presents Digital Madness by Nicholas Carderis, read by Jonathan Todd Ross. It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Krishnamurti. Introduction. It was the before times, late July 2019. Just a few short months before the COVID pandemic would hit New York like a viral nuclear bomb in early 2020, I was talking to my father at his kitchen table in Woodside, Queens. He was dying from cancer, slowly and quite painfully. He only had a couple of months left and wouldn't live to see what COVID would soon do to our world during the most surreal of years. Yet he was prescient about some of our troubling and toxic societal dynamics that COVID only helped to amplify. My dying Greek father, being of a different time and place, had an intuitive sense that something was profoundly wrong with the way that we lived. During those last couple of months of his life, I would fly to New York every week from my home in Austin, where I ran a mental health clinic, as we both did our best to savor our final times together. Once strong and proud, now that the cancer had spread to his bones, he was reduced to catheters and a wheelchair, where every movement, no matter how slight, led to a sharp grimace and a low moan of pain. As a teenage boy, he'd survived the Nazis invading his village in northern Greece, lived through the bloodshed of a communist civil war, survived a transatlantic migration by sea to the Washington Heights section of New York during the 1960s, survived working 3 jobs, 7 days a week, for decades, to support his family and put my brother and me through college in the hopes that we'd have a better life. But he couldn't survive the onslaught of a relentless cancer. It was heartbreaking to see his deterioration. Yet while every organ system in his body was rapidly beginning to fail him, at 88 his mind remained razor sharp. Maybe too sharp, as he would often surprise me with his insights and clarity about things. We would talk politics, current events, scientific advancements, feuding relatives, anything, really. In a world of Kardashian-esque frivolity and inane tweets, he was from an earlier time where people said what was on their minds and didn't mince their words. There was a clarity to his thinking, a moral and intellectual certitude, uncluttered by the fads of the day. But he had begun to feel like an anachronism, like a stranger in an increasingly strange land. As we would sit and talk about things that excited me in the rapidly changing world around us, everything from AI to social media and the evolving nature of identity, he would smile his knowing smile and say, "Ah, Nico, I'm glad I'm not going to live long enough to see the world that you describe." He didn't understand a world dependent on technology, one where people didn't look each other in the eye, where they were stuck in front of a screen for hours on end and felt lost and empty. He hated what he saw as our tech obsession. A devoted, lifelong gardener who also loved to cook for everyone as an expression of his love, he'd chide me as I kept checking my phone for work messages during my visits. "Nico, stop looking at that stupid thing and be here if you're going to be here." He had never heard the much-hyped word mindfulness. He had never read Be Here Now by Ram Dass. But he got it, better than most. He'd laugh when I'd tell him that parts of Greece were blue zones, known for longevity, that maybe he would defy the doctors and have many more years left to live, like his father, who lived well into his 90s. "Nico, I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?